The resident had waited endlessly for the governor's broadcast on the next line of action, having come to the end of the second phase of the 14 days total lockdown imposed on the state. However, at about 10:30 in the evening yesterday, being Thursday, the 30th of February, the governor addressed the people, announcing extension of the lockdown for 3 more days, terminating on Sunday. Governor Gboyega Oyetola also announced the partial lockdown, which would be enforced between Thursday and Sunday every week, while Monday to Thursday were declared free for citizens to engage in their normal day-to-day activities. The Osun State Emsman ordered a daily dusk-to-dawn curfew between the hours of 6 o'clock in the evening and 6 o'clock in the morning. In his reaction, an Osogbo-based civil society advocate, Mr. Oluwole Ebinisa, described the governor's broadcast and relaxation order as timely, as the people with their limited means of survival could not have been able to endure a longer extension of the lockdown.
It is timely because if the government had not made that rule to relax it at this point in time, it would lead to a situation where the people would defy the order, and that becomes a big issue for the state government in containing the spread of COVID-19.
Mr. Minister called for aggressive enlightenment to improve on the level of compliance with all guidelines, particularly those concerning taxi operators and market women, saying enforcement alone might achieve a little result. Similarly, a lecturer in the Department of Medical Physiology at Osun State University, Osogbo, Mr. Dare Adeyemi, lauded the relaxation directive, noting that no amount of palliative could address the hunger being faced in some homes. Mr. Adeyemi, however, praised the introduction of the lockdown for weekends, covering Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
They know quite well that if this thing will actually lead to community transmission, it will explode more during this period. I mean, weekends, whereby there will be activities, people will want to convey for spiritual or religious activities, people will want to do ceremonial activities.
In his own opinion, the chairman of the Nigerian Union of Journalists, NUJ, Osun State Council, Mr. Kehinde Ayotunji, said the continuation of the lockdown would have been the most desirable, considering experts' position on containing the spread of the virus, but the economic situation of the people will make it impossible. As at the time of filing this report, Osun State has recorded a total of 34 cases, from where 18 have recovered and discharged from the isolation centers, while 2 were not lucky to survive, and the remaining are currently responding to treatment. From Osogbo, Adinitan Akinola, Radio Nigeria.